boy, it's bonus pod time on a Friday, because that's how we roll here with the Stretch Re. Thank you for being here. I have lots to talk about. Let's go all the way back to, was it Sunday night? I did a little post on this on the Instagram, but no, you know what? I take it back. I did not do a post on this on the Instagram. I did a post when my car exploded, but let's back this truck up and set my cup down. Tangeray and ET, I'm effed up now. That's what I'm talking about. Let me get you guys. I always tell you, I can't make this crap up. I can't make this crap up. So, and this brought something crashing back to me that I need to address that happened in October. And I've talked about it, and that's also on my Instagram feed from October. But, wow, where do I start? So, on, let's say, Monday night, I was at the park walking ice, and it was late, 8:30, it was dark. That's late for me because I'm old and I go to bed early. I am walking with ice, and we're walking across the park. All the lights are on. There had been people still playing softball in the baseball fields. And suddenly, in front of us, popping up out of the grass, was a giant owl. And it popped up, and Ice was very excited. He lunged at it and wanted to chase it, but the leash snapped and stopped him. But it flew to a nearby tree, and it landed pretty low. And I'm like, I've lived in Downey, or been around Downey, for over 50 years. I've never seen an owl in Downey. I'm going to go check this thing out. And I walked over and I looked at it and I'm like, wow, that's an owl. And he's sitting here, and it turned and looked at me, made eye contact with me, had those big old giant, beautiful owl eyes. And I'm like, that's really weird. And then I immediately, my brain, my wheel starts spinning. Is that a good sign or a bad sign? Now, seeing an owl has got a lot of different meanings. Well, in Native American lore, it can be it could be a lookout thing, like a good thing, like it's like a from the spirit world, something looking out for you. Or it can be a warning of impending bad things to come. Or something ending. And I remembered, like, it came back like a ton of bricks. In October, my wife and I were walking the dogs. When we still had a house and we all lived together, and I was walking Ice and she was walking Nova, and it was nighttime, and we went out for a walk around the neighborhood, and when we came back, my wife said, why did you put the owl on the chimney? And I said, what the hell are you talking about? I didn't touch the owl, you know. And we had one of those plastic owls because there's a huge rat problem in the Palisades. I bet there isn't anymore. I bet there's no more rats in the Palisades. But there was a huge rat problem in the Palisades. And so y'all had those plastic owls. And we had one over in the bushes near the house. And it had been there for years and years. And I'm like, I haven't seen that. I haven't touched it. And she goes, well, that's not real. And sure enough, there was a giant owl sitting on our chimney, making direct eye contact with both myself and my wife. And I had heard it. It had been around. And Palisades loaded with owls. And they had been around a lot, and I would hear them hooting, and that you'd rarely see them. You hear them hooting, and every time Mr. Dude would go out at night, our pug, our old blind pug, I would hear the owls hooting, and I'd be like, oh, man, I'd have to let the big dogs out to protect him so I could get him back in the house without getting swooped down on. And in fact, one night, a few days before that, they had the owl, as we were out there, buzzed over my head, and I was out there with only Mr. Dude. So I'm like, oh man, the owl's trying to eat Mr. Dude. And I never thought anything about that owl sitting on my chimney, and that my wife and I both pulled our cell phones out, and it was so close in the dark that we were able to take really good pictures of this owl and video of this owl just sitting there looking at us. Well, that was the chimney of my house that burned to the ground a couple months later. And that hit me. That's never registered. I never thought back to that. So what do? I freak out, and I'm like, oh, crap. Now what's going to happen? I'm going to burn my parents' house down now. This is going to be great. And I start stressing about it. And I'm not kidding. The very next day, I'm in my new car, which I love. I'm so happy and thankful that I have my car. I didn't want to get a new car when I got it, but I'm glad I got it. It's fun to drive. It's old and used car, but it's way nicer than the Volvo. And I'm driving home, and I'm sitting at a red light, and the light turns green, and when I go clomp, 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 and I'm like, MF, I got a flat. All right, so not a major problem to have a flat, and I am not like some Gen Z little freak. I can change the tire on my car. Granted, I'm wearing a suit and tie, but I can take off my shirt and get out, get the jack out, jack up the car. I pull into a parking lot. I'm safe. I'm off to the side of the road. And I go down and I jack up my car, take off the lug nuts, and I can't get the rim off to save my life. So I start beating the... I have a crowbar in my trunk that survived the fire. Shocker, the crowbar survived the fire from my house. And I was hitting it. I ended up dinging my rim. I hit it so hard. And then I hooked the crowbar in because there's kind of like spokes on my rims. And I'm pulling and pulling and I cannot get this thing to budge. And I'm like, all right, I know what it is. Sometimes the tire kind of hasn't been off in a long time and it kind of almost like corrosion on there and it sticks. So I'll just call AAA. I'll bite it and waste one of my AAA roadside things. And I'll have them come out and they'll just pop it with a mallet and it'll come right off. So I call AAA, and of course they send the dude in the little pickup truck, not a tow truck. And he comes out, and I'm like, dude, I swear I'm not an idiot, but I can't get this rim off, and there's no lug nuts on it or anything. And he laughs, and he grabs it, nothing. He kicks it, nothing. And remember, it's on a jack, so you're trying to not knock the car over. Shaking it, pulling it, the jack is wobbling. He gets out a big mallet. And he hits it, and you could tell it's like not his car. I'm like, can I see your hammer for a second? I beat the living crap out of this thing with my hammer. It wouldn't come off. And the guy goes, he's there like 20 minutes. He goes, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I can't get this. You got to get a tow truck. I'm like, seriously? I have to get a tow truck because I have a flat on my car. So I'm like, you know what? Thank God I was within the 7-mile limit to home, but I towed it home, and then my dad is Mr. Tool Man, and he has what's called a dead blow sledgehammer. I jacked it up in the driveway as soon as we dumped it off the dump truck, and then hit it from the inside underneath it. My dad's got a better jack, too, than the little rinky-dink one you have as your spare, and I knocked it right off knocked that crap out of it, and it came off. So everything worked out. I got the spare on, took it in, got new tires put on, which is an expense I was not prepared for. But hey, got to do what you got to do. And so that was that. And then I was like, not horrible, but way more horrible than it should have been for basically what's a flat tire, which should have been about 12 minutes for me to pull over, change the tire, be back on the road. 12 minutes is a long time, actually. It should have been 10 minutes or less. But so that has haunted me. I'm like, all right, well, the F-stretch bad luck has continued. I don't want to look at it like that, but that was what I was facing, and that's what I was seriously was thinking. I'm not kidding. What an F. What a cluster F. But now let's talk about the experience of sitting in this parking lot, because I was there, oh, yeah, I didn't mention, for 4 hours. I didn't get home till after 9, so, yeah, 4 hours. I left work at 5, it was about 5:30 when this happened. So 3.5 hours. And the tow truck kept being late, the second tow truck. So I'm in the corner. You guys are probably familiar with this. There's an intersection. It's right 300 or 400 yards from the Welcome to Downey sign. It is the City of Commerce. It's on Telegraph Road and Slauson, right on the corner. There's a 7-Eleven gas station, another gas station, a drive-through Starbucks, and a weird little diner. I was in the parking lot of the weird diner. It's called Ozzy's Diner. I'm a big dude. I can fight. I'm not afraid of people. I'm also on my way home from work, which means I'm armed to the hilt. Granted, I have, I don't, wear my stuff home. I take it off, put it in my backpack, but I have a backpack that is filled with weaponry for days. And I'm sitting in this parking lot, and as soon as I pull up, a bunch of cats come over. And I'm like, wow, there's a lot of stray cats here. And then I start realizing there's a huge homeless encampment right behind that parking lot, and they have cut the fences down going into this diner parking lot. And there's a crap load of homeless people that live back there. It's also got a giant parking lot, and there's a sign when you pull in it that I read that you can pay and leave your big rig there, and you can park for 24 hours in that parking lot or pull over, sleep there, but you pay at the diner. And there's probably about 10 big rigs in this parking lot. And if you're also not familiar, big rigs are notorious for prostitution, narcotics, all kinds of stuff going on. And then there are some abandoned, like, looking vehicles further down that more homeless people are in. And then there's some tweakers walking around. Well, I'm fine. I'm like, all right, whatever. Well, when it gets dark, they are, like, circling around me. There are tweakers everywhere. And the tow truck's getting later, and they're like, 15 more minutes. And I finally, I'm like, all right. And it's funny, the tweakers were circling around my car, and I have a bunch of crap in there that you can see, and I have expensive stuff, and I have some tools, and I have my backpacks there, and a tweaker will steal anything. They'll steal anything worth $5. They'll steal a pair of sunglasses if they think they can sell it. So I don't want to walk away from my car. I would have went into the diner and got something to eat while I was waiting, but now I'm like, yeah, and I still had my car jacked up. So I put the jack down, put the lug nuts back on because I know I'm getting towed, and then I'm like, all right, and now they're getting closer and closer. There's tweakers, and they keep walking around in circles. They'd go around the restaurant, come back around, walk up to me, look at me. Then I start seeing drug deals going on. There are cars pulling up, and there are people selling drugs in that parking lot like a mofo. And then some trucker came over and actually tried to help me, which was really nice. But I was like, yeah, it's too late, bro. The thing's coming. And I go, I'm not jacking it back up. So talk to him for a little bit. And then I finally just go, you know what? I'm back at work. And I got my backpack out. I put my gun on. I put my handcuffs on. I put my badge on. I put all of my crap on. And I'm like, this is bullshit. I am going to send a clear. And I'm not kidding. Did that parking lot clear out from tweakers like you wouldn't believe when I strapped myself and they saw the gun. And I had my mace on, my nightstick on. I had everything on. I put everything on my belt, put it all back on, and sat there waiting for that tow truck. And they all ran off. They all literally, every tweaker that was in that parking lot immediately crossed the street. Within 5 minutes of me strapping, they went to 7-Eleven across the street, and they had a tweaker free parking lot there at Aussie's for that time. But that area behind there with all the encampment is gross. And those cats are not afraid of people. They are some scrappy cats. So that was my day. That's the continuation of my life. I thought everything was going to get better. It's not getting better. Oh, man. Still looking forward to my daughter's graduation is coming up. We're going to have that. I'm going to be very excited to be done with that chapter of our life and for her life to really begin in at this point. I'm excited for that. On workout news, I have some workout news. I just got basically headlines, if you will, or some things that are interesting. And it is basically, they're saying in the world of exercise and fitness that mobility training is starting to replace traditional workouts of strength training and, you know, doing anything else. And by mobility workouts, they talk about flexibility, balance, joint health, which is a really good thing, because lifting your weights, you could do something stupid like blow your shoulder out and have to have surgery and then injure your exercise career. There's that. But mobility is really good. Stretching is really good. And it doesn't necessarily say yoga, but I know yoga, it's like yoga inspired is what they're saying. They say you want to stay nimble for your daily life and you don't want to just lift weights. And lifting weights, sure, you'll get a good-looking, toned-up physique, but you also can become more prone to injury with bulky muscles because there's a stiffness and a rigidity to them that isn't great. And whereas if you're doing stretching and that sort of stuff, it's better. So very true on that little story. Then they say the other thing that's really spiking right now are the tech-driven fitness. It is everywhere, which is, you know, wearing the Garmins and the Apple Watches and MyFitnessPal and all that. And so many places have apps now. So you can sync your tech to nutrition, to your workout data. It's really cool having this assistance. It's weird. Like, I know I'm old, but right now I put Grok on my phone. I put the AI on my phone. I ask that thing everything. And it's better even than having Alexa on. Remember, I used to have five Alexas in my house that burned down. And I use them for the alarms, and I would ask them and this and that. And I was always using Alexa. The AI is 10 times better. Like, you can get way more out of it. I broke down the owl thing, had me so freaked out. I talked to, and I had a really incredibly insightful conversation with Grok about seeing the owl, and I was like, what does it mean? And I had a dream about da da da, and did dream interpretation. Really cool stuff. AI can be used for evil, but it can also be used for good. Like, you can use it well in your daily life. And then, you know, like, you can write a letter or something, and you're like, hey, will you proofread this for, or can you make this better? Or you could actually just have it do it for you if you're a lazy bastard. I'm not saying I would do that ever. But it's very, very cool. Then group fitness classes are still the big thing. But they're saying, like, running clubs and group classes were up a 59% jump last year. So that's pretty good. And they say that clearly is carrying over into 2025, that fitness classes are a big, big thing. So social fitness is really, really good. And then it's still with, like, Planet Fitness and low-budget gyms. They're out there. So it does really take the excuse away. It there's nothing you could do. This is cool too. I know that women, we talk about this, women go and then they have a baby and it just, you're like, damn, I gotta lose that weight and I gotta do this and that. And then there are now a lot of postnatal exercise programs, so women that can get back into shape a lot faster. And they say, and it's like simple moves. It's not like, hey, I'm going to immediately get out and start squatting 400 pounds. No, that's what you did when you shot that baby out of your vajay. I'm just saying. Just saying. That's a 400-pound squat right there. That was probably rude of me. I don't apologize. I'm pretty rude. But it's cool that they're having that, that people are picking up specialized classes, and it's helping ladies, like, if men had babies, the world would be extinct. Speaking of extinct, how cool is the freaking dire wolf story this week? That's like Jurassic Park crap right there. Those dudes made an extinct wolf come back to life, and they made three of them. One of them, they got DNA from a 13,000-year-old, I think, tooth, and then from a 75,000-year-old skull, and they brought back three freaking dire wolves. And it's not a dinosaur, but it's, let's just call it the, like, remember that the saber-toothed tigers were all around the Los Angeles area. If you ever went to La Brea Tar Pits, you see all those skulls. It was the saber-toothed tiger of wolves. It was just a bigger, stronger, more dinosaur-y like wolf. And now they're alive again for the first time in 13,000 years. Those things are alive. Dinosaurs had been extinct a long time ago before dire wolves were ever even around. But slowly we're down to the wolves we have now, which are a lot smaller and not as muscular as the dire wolves. And if you were into Game of Thrones because you're a dork, they had dire wolves in that too. So really freaking cool. Really nerdy cool. I love that story. That is so super, super badass. I love that, man. I freaking am a dork, though. I really am. This weekend, I'm going to go at some point to the apartment building and work on that. I'm guessing we're going to start moving in next weekend. We're getting to that point. Next weekend, we'll start moving in. If you are Jewish, I know the Passover holiday starts this weekend and goes all the way through next week. It's like a whole week-long event. And shout out to my Jewish friends. And if you are not Jewish and you are a Christian, tied to the Passover is Easter Sunday, which will be not this weekend, but next week. And we also begin Holy Week for my church-going folks out there. And that'll be coming up. And then we're going to have next week a lot of schools on spring break. So if you have school-aged kids, they could be out. And if you don't, you will get some better traffic for it. So we can look forward to always a little lighter traffic when the schools are closed. It's mostly you notice that in the morning on your way to work, because that's when people are going to school too. But we'll have for the next couple of weeks, because I know usually private schools go after Easter. So you have Easter Sunday, then they're off the week after. And the public schools usually take the week before Easter for their spring break. So cool stuff. Gotta love any day that I can get a bone thrown to me on the traffic front actually works for me. So very, very cool. Ah, boy, what do I have here? I have a bill. No, that's not my bill. That's my mom's bill. I don't know. I have a bill in my little room here that I brought out. It's not even mine. I'm not paying that bill. I'm like $1,200. Man, my mom's pimping. She's out slinging rocks. My mom's like an old lady. She like, what's this stupid show? When he was a meth dealer, the school teacher. That's my mom now. Ah, God. Breaking Bad. That's my mom. She's slinging rocks. She's slinging crystal meth. She cooks it in the backyard. If you knew my mom, that would be incredibly funny because she's the last person in the world. My mom, by the way, who does not drink alcohol ever in her life, ever. No drugs, no alcohol, no nothing. Stone cold sober her entire life. And I sat in a room with her. She had her appendix taken out. And I was there when she woke up in the room. I was there. And they woke her up. And I was standing there. And she looks at me. And she goes, call that nurse. First thing she said. Not like, oh, hi. Or, you know, like first thing, come out of being asleep from medication from surgery. And says, call that nurse. And I'm like, what's wrong? Like, I'm like, are you in pain? What's going on? No. They did something and I feel funny and they need to make that stop. And I'm like, Mom, you just had like a massive surgery. By the way, my mom's appendix had burst. She almost died. Kaiser Permanente will kill you. Just letting you know, they will kill you. They misdiagnosed an appendix, told my mom she had diverticulitis, sent her home and let her appendix burst, and she almost died. These people are idiots. I hate them. So, anyhow, that happened here at the One and Downey. And my mom calls the nurse in, and the nurse comes in, and she goes, cut this off. I want Tylenol from a bottle. And I was like, Mom, that's not wise. You're going to hurt. You're going to be hurting. No, I don't want to feel like she was mad that they had given her anesthesia for surgery. She's an American badass, that lady. I was like, damn. I would have been there crying, going, please, give me a morphine drip. Please, I need more. I'd have been like a junkie in there. I do not want to feel the pain. Oh, God. That was fun. Ice is here telling me it is time to go because he wants to go to the park and play with his B-A-L-L. Funny Ice story. I had him at the park the other night, and I had the ball. And when I pulled it out, he goes crazy. And he was standing. He never sits on the ground because he's ice. Ice only sits on the benches for humans. So I'm sitting on the bench and he sits on the bench next to me. Or he lays on the bench next to me. Either way, he never sits on the ground. And so he's on the bench and I pull the ball out and he sees it. So he decides he's going to Kung Fu Panda me off the top of the bench. And he takes a run and jumps and tries to, and I have it up high, and I'm 6'5", and I have my hand up, so the thing's probably 7 feet in the air, 8 feet in the air, and he kicks all four of his paws into my chest. But remember, I'm a heavy dude. He weighs 100 pounds. He's not a small dog, and thank God he wasn't running, or he might have got me. But he was standing on there, and he just, you know, a couple steps and jumped off the bench, he hit me in the chest and then bounced off of me. That dog hit the ground so hard. The thud was insane because he landed on his side on the dirt and I couldn't stop laughing. And I'll give him this. He didn't sit there and whine. He jumped right back up and started trying to jump on me and get the ball again. He's a little tough scrapper too, but boy, did that dog eat shit and I couldn't stop laughing because it was so damn funny. But I'm going to take him out and run him around now. I have my air conditioner on in the room in here right now. It is so freaking hot. I am not digging this weather. Fat people don't like this weather. If you're fat, you are not happy right now. I promise you. All right, I'm getting out of here. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Fat to Fit, or else I'll be back again on Monday with another brand new episode. I'll see ya.